Hello everybody and welcome to the Real Morning Show. I'm Léa and today I'm here with Aris.
Hi.
And Pierre.
Hello. No dark
sarcasm in the classroom. Today we will bring you a very unusual but unfortunately very current news topic. Unless you live totally separate from the rest of the world, you've probably heard of Donald Trump's project to build a wall between the United States and Mexico to prevent illegal Mexican immigrants to enter his country. That is what we are telling you about today. Walls. As weird as it may seem, there is plenty to say about walls through human history. No later than this week, President Trump insisted on the fact that he was still committed to his very controversial plan of building a wall along the Mexican border. He indeed said during his campaign he wanted to be an impenetrable physical wall on the southern border, a beautiful baby of 1,100 miles long and 35 to 40 feet high.
We need to build a wall, and it has to be built quickly. And I don't mind having a big, beautiful door in that wall so that people can come into this country legally. But we need, Jeb, to build a wall.
So we just heard Donald Trump's speech. During his campaign, he estimated that the wall would cost around $12 billion to build. But an internal report from the Homeland Security estimates it will cost the U.S. $21.6 billion. While in a recent report issued by Senate Democrats, they are talking about $70 billion, which is five times the original cost announced by Donald Trump. But as you've just heard, the main point for Donald Trump is to make Mexico pay for that wall, while the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, excuse my Spanish, insisted that they will not. There is some way that the U.S. could eventually recoup money from Mexico, but nothing had been officially decided yet. What's for sure is that this wall will have terrible consequences, whether on the environment or for Mexican families, already splitted by the board.
Thank you, Léa. Indeed, we've heard a lot about Trump's wall in the news lately, but there have been other famous walls in history. The first one that comes to my mind this morning is the Berlin Wall, built in the German capital to mark the separation between the two blocks of the Cold War. It was one of the key issues of the war, far more than a physical structure, a strong symbol of segregation. President Kennedy gave an inspiring speech about freedom while visiting Berlin in 1963.
There are many people in the world who really don't understand, or say they don't, what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin. Freedom has many difficulties, and democracy is not perfect. But we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in, to prevent them from leaving us. All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin, and therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the word, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Unfortunately for Kennedy, it took almost 30 years for Germans to actually become free again. Another example of a wall built to divide people is the peace lines in Northern Ireland that separated Catholic and Protestant neighborhoods. Although their purpose was to reduce the violence between those communities, This wall affected the freedom of the people who lived there and promoted segregation. But the first purpose of a wall is to provide shelter and safety. That's the idea behind the Great Wall of China. That wall was built in ancient times to protect the northern border of the country against invaders. It is still the longest wall in the world today, and was even rumored to be visible from the moon until NASA debunked this myth in 2005.
This brings us to our last point, the psychology behind walls. If you think about it, walls are built not for security, but for a sense of security. A wall protects people from anxieties and fears. When you build a wall or a similar structure like a fence around your house, you are building it for yourself, not for the others, the walled off. This gives you privacy and allows you to be yourself inside, which makes you vulnerable. Look at the Trump Wall. It is more of a symbol. Its purpose isn't really to protect physically the Americans from the Mexicans, but to give the impression of security to the Americans. Besides, by putting this straight line to separate yourself from others, you are sending a message. Hey, I have something valuable here. That's why I've built a wall. You make a wall because you do not want to share something, but by doing that you are showing that you have something, which means that, ironically, you want to share it. The erection of a wall could be seen as an invitation. It never really stops anyone. For instance, it took the Ottomans several generations to breach the walls of Constantinople. They set up small towns next to the city walls and contemplated the walls every day, which made the city even more tempting and the desire to conquer it irrepressible. This creates the desire to know what is beyond the wall. Everyone creates wall, physical or psychological, to be themselves, which makes everyone curious and leads people to try to learn about others. This is why a start of conversation should be called a wall breaker and not an icebreaker.
Whoa, that's deep, Paris. I'm not sure I've understood everything you've been talking about. Are you saying that there is a wall between you and me that we should try to break down? Anyway, we'll figure this later because that's it. That's all for today, folks. We'll see you next week with maybe a more casual subject. Who knows?